The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friend. You know, spring is starting next week and maybe you're thinking about going out and hunting for morel mushrooms. We're going to talk about mushrooms today. I have a real expert with us, Stan Hudson. Welcome to Radio Friend, oh, Stan.
Thank you, Paul.
From the Mid-Missouri chapter of the Missouri
Mycological Society.
Good, I'm glad you said that.
It's a big fancy word for mushrooms.
Yeah. Now, you've got events coming up, is it today and tomorrow?
No, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday. So what's going to happen Saturday?
So Saturday, I'm going to be doing a program called Mushroom Madness down at Runge Nature Center down in Jeff City.
So what is Mushroom Madness?
It's really to talk about mushrooms and how to find mushrooms by looking up. You would never think that you need to look up to find mushrooms, but
the morels?
Yeah, even morels.
You're telling me that you can look up and find morels growing in the trees?
No, but I can look up and find more mushrooms than you can looking down because they grow with the trees. And so knowing those relationships and what trees they grow with and how to identify those trees can be a key way to find mushrooms.
Okay.
And so we're going to talk more about some of those tree relationships.
So what are the best trees that morels are going to go around or grow under?
Well, it always varies by season, but there are some traditional time-true, like dead elms. If you find a dead or dying elm, you can sometimes find mushrooms around that.
And
then there are other ones that they're associated with. Sometimes people find them under cedars around here, under cottonwoods, sycamore trees.
Almost all the trees that we have here.
There's a lot. And like I say, that's the trick, is figuring out which trees are hitting this year. But once you know that, you're good to go.
So tomorrow you're going to do a seminar on looking up to find mushrooms.
Yes.
And then what's going on?
And then on Sunday, we have an expert who's a great author, mushroom author, Michael Kuo, who's from Illinois, who's done a book on morels and also edible mushrooms. And he's going to come down and do a presentation out at the MDC regional office out on East Gans Road from noon to 2 on a contemporary look at stinkhorns. So I don't know if you've ever seen a stinkhorn. It's a funny-looking mushroom that you find in the summer that you often smell it before you see it.
And can you eat it?
You can, but most people don't.
Okay. So morels are the most popular mushroom around here.
Certainly.
Right? And these people who hunt morels are really fanatics about keeping their area secret, even if it's on your own property. That you have guests coming looking for mushroom and they find some, they're not going to tell you where they found them.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Why is that?
Well, you want to keep your mushroom spots a secret. I mean, they're very special spots. I've known people to put up no trespassing signs on other people's property to keep people out of there.
Really?
Because they're mushroom spots
and
there.
And you told me that even there's family disputes over finding the mushrooms.
Oh, yes. Fathers and sons will not speak to each other over mushroom spots.
All right. So if you want to find out about how to look up and find mushrooms tomorrow at...
That'll be at 10:30 to noon down at Runge Nature Center.
And then on Sunday?
That'll be from noon to 2 out at the MDC regional office here in Columbia.
Okay. And is there a website people can go to if they want
more information? Yes. If you go to momyco.org. That's MOMYCO.org. We have a calendar of events there that lists all of these.
We'll tell you all about the events, okay? And hopefully this will be a good year for finding morel mushrooms.
We will see.
John,
a couple
Stan,
more weeks.
Thank you, Stan.
Thank you,
Thanks
Paul.
For coming by. Now we turn to a guy who hadn't been on here for a while, John Wiggins. Good to have you
back.
Here, John.
Thank you, Paul.
And you've got your little daughter sitting here on your lap. Who is this?
This is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
She is my little buddy this year.
Yeah, good to have you here, Catherine. And John, you are the music director of Carousel Production.
Yeah.
Production of Les Miserables.
Yeah.
So when it's – oh, you started last week, didn't you?
We started last week, opened on the 7th, and we have tonight and tomorrow night left. Great show, wonderful cast.
So how is it last weekend?
Fantastic.
Good.
We have a cast to die for. We also have a mini orchestra to die for.
And you've got a mini orchestra in there, too.
We have a mini orchestra.
Okay. For people who may not be familiar with the storyline, tell us about Les Miserables.
Essentially, it's a story of redemption. Jean Valjean, the main character, goes to jail for stealing a loaf of bread to feed his sister's family. After he gets paroled.
He goes to jail for stealing a loaf of bread to feed the sister's family.
And ends up spending 20 years in prison. Set in the time of the French Revolution. So incredible story about, the social fabric. Mm-hmm. And as he travels through his journeys, we find him with a daughter, Cosette, that he adopts. The greatest thing is that at the end of the show, there is redemption not only for the world, but especially Jean Valjean, who gets to go off to heaven. And his daughter, Cosette, gets to break the cycle and gets to live her life with her love, Marius.
Yeah. And the music is just gorgeous.
It's stunning. It is stunning. You know, it's been quite a feat for a small community theater to do 3 hours of nonstop music. But
It's three hours of nonstop music.
Absolutely.
How many people are in the cast?
We have about 70 in our cast.
Oh, my goodness. That's almost a whole town.
For us, yes, it is.
So you got 70 in the cast.
We've got about 70 in the cast, yeah.
How long – I mean, this is a massive musical to produce.
Absolutely.
How long have you been working on this?
We actually did auditions in November and worked with the principals from November to January, began with the chorus in January, and have been going full force ever since.
Is everybody that's in the production – from the area?
We're really blessed. We have a lot of area locals, but we have a draw from Kirksville and Moberly. And so we have, folks coming from about 35 to 40 minutes. We actually have orchestra members from Colombia and Mexico.
Now, that's dedication.
Absolutely.
That's dedication. When you were rehearsing, I guess you're not rehearsing anymore since you've already done, right? But when you were rehearsing, how many hours did you put into that rehearsal on a daily basis?
Typically, we spend 3 to 4 days a week, 3 hours a day, and then Sunday afternoons also individual rehearsals, 4 to 5 hours.
And you've got to love what you're doing.
Absolutely.
To give that much time for a long period of time to rehearse and rehearse and rehearse. Was there ever – and this is a big endeavor. Was there ever a point before you opened and you said, oh, my goodness, are we going to be okay for this or not?
Actually, I think every production hits that. That's kind of a norm. And, when you're about three-quarters of the way through and, you've done the blocking, but not everything's perfect. And the blocking obstructs the singing and, all of that jazz. And people kind of look at each other and everybody is cranky. But then all of a sudden, one day the light bulb goes on and everything starts clicking. And then you add the orchestra and you add the lights and you add the costume and the makeup. And everybody says, whoa, this was really worth it. And you know what? We're all really good friends still.
Yeah. And the fact that you're doing such a big production in a small community, that's outstanding.
Absolutely.
Okay. So make the pitch. It runs
tonight, tomorrow night. We open at 7 o'clock. The theater doors are open at 5:30.
And your location?
We are downtown Macon on Rollins Street.
If people want advance tickets, how do they do it?
Give us a call at 660-346-1100.
Okay, 660-346-1100.
Absolutely.
John, thank you so much for coming by. Thank you, young lady, for being with us. Monday, Larry Brown will be with us. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Connor Hickox, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser.